I'm so glad to have you back with me in this lesson today. We have worked our way down through verses 1 and 2, and now we are in verse 3 of the 23rd chapter of the book of Psalms. We've spoken on the first part of this verse. He restoreth my soul. And oh, aren't we glad that Jesus, the God of heaven, is a restorer of them that diligently seek him. He will restore us. He will replenish us. He will quench our thirst, and he will satisfy our hunger. David, in this chapter, was assuming the position of a sheep. He had already served time as a shepherd, and he knew that if the sheep was to be healthy, happy, if they were going to flourish and bring forth other sheep, he knew that he cannot allow them to graze in one pasture every day, day in and day out. He knew that they needed to move on to greener pastures, taller grass, better resting places. Therefore, David says, he leadeth me in paths of righteousness. I'm on the move, David said. I'm following him. Oh, to follow the good shepherd down those paths of righteousness. And if you will notice, the word path is in the plural. Paths of righteousness. God has a lot of paths for you to travel. And when you are traversing his paths, no matter which one it is or where it may lead, you can always know that you're on the path of righteousness. He leads you there for his sake. Oh, hallelujah. You know, that's kind of the way God deals with his people. Listen to Exodus, the 14th chapter, and the 15th verse. This takes place while Moses, with all of the children of Israel, they stood on the banks of the Red Sea. The enemy was coming upon them from the rear. They began to mutter and complain. And Moses, he started talking to God. And the Bible says that the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying unto me? Speak to those people. Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward." I like that. God knew that his people needed to move on. And the direction that he had for them to travel was forward. And the only energy that he has provided for his people is the power of the Spirit. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Listen to what the Bible tells us in 1 Samuel. Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Forward. God wants us to go forward. He wants to lead us in paths of righteousness. But I have some sad news. Everybody does not go forward. Listen to Jeremiah. "But they hearken not, but walk in the counsels and in the imaginations of their evil heart, and went backwards and not forward." Forward. That's the direction that he is pointing this church in today. It's a church that's going forward. It's not an organization. It's an organism. It's not a monument. It's a movement. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316
at gmail.com. We love you.